Welcome to this week's Sports Lit, another Planes, Trains, and Automobile edition. No, actually just automobiles. My plan for this week and next was to continue talking about Beyond the Black Power Salute by George Kalis by linking it to the trip my wife and I are making to see my 96-year-old father in Florida. We're not Florida people, so we decided to take a vacation encompassing many sites in the National Civil Rights Trail and the Blues Trail from Memphis down to the Mississippi Delta onto Birmingham and Montgomery. Driving through Middle Tennessee, I thought about all we've learned on Sportslit 101 over this last almost decade about the struggle of African-American athletes from Jesse Owens to Jackie Robinson, Wilma Rudolph and Wyoming Attias of the famous Tennessee State Tiger Bells track program to Tommy Smith, John Carlos, and the hundreds of other athletes who face virulent racism and at times violence and threats just because they wanted to compete. The Tennessee sun blazing, and I thought about how inhospitable it must have been to train there in the warm months, but how that challenge paled compared to those athletes faced in order to be allowed to compete at the highest level of sports at all. Then I tried to imagine the horrors endured by enslaved people beneath that same broiling sun. The two thoughts kept intersecting in my mind. When we reached Memphis and stared out from our hotel room across the Mississippi River, I thought of the slave and cotton trades and the brutality they inflicted on the ancestors of many of those athletes and how the courage of enslaved people had become part of their DNA. At the National Civil Rights Museum, the link between personal and athletic courage was ever so clear. Nothing I can say can prepare you for this place. Nothing is sugar-coated. Nothing is ignored. From the replica of a slave ship complete with audio accompaniment, through the horrors of the Middle Passage, the brutality of the institution itself, and on through the long, valiant struggle of African Americans to win the right to vote and participate in our country as full citizens, what you experience is both ennobling and it is gut-wrenching. The films alone can break your heart, but they also give you hope that good will conquer evil. That night we strolled Beale Street, ate great barbecue, had a cold beer while listening to nice music, and noticed how many people were wearing team gear and logo clothing, pro, college, what appeared to be high schools, and was really amazed by the especially large number of Celtics jerseys and shirts we saw. People of all colors were celebrating in a way not possible, not that long ago, in fact, not when I was young, when the South was ruled by Jim Crow laws. We visited the Blues Hall of Fame, which another great stop, drove south down the legendary Highway 61, the Blues Trail, to Clarksdale, Mississippi, where we went to the Delta Blues Museum, which has tripled in size since it was when it occupied only but a small part of the local library when I first visited it more than 30 years ago. I even got to see the old barber's chair from musician Wade Walton's barbershop, where I'd taken my then elementary school sons. They not only got to see me play a bit with Wade, but heard him tell stories about his time as the NCAA chapter president in the late 1950s. Talk about courage. And when he was in Clarksdale, he played his harmonica. He could sing to his razor strop. My oldest son even got a haircut from the legend himself. All that's left now is the building and an historic marker. But the most moving and humbling moment for me was this yesterday morning in Birmingham, the birthplace of my mother. Kelly Ingram Park is part of a National Civil Rights Heritage Site in downtown Birmingham. It was the place where many marches during the struggle in Birmingham took place. There's a short self-guided interpreted walk you can take. You get it on your phone. And there are sculptures and there are information plaques along the way. But it is also the site of the 16th Avenue Baptist Church, where on Sunday, September 15, 1963, the KKK members bombed the church. Four young girls died. Later that day, two young teenage boys were murdered, one by the police and one by a white teen who was later convicted of manslaughter. He shot the young boy while he was riding his bicycle. He was sentenced to 7 months, but the judge changed it to probation. The church tour lasts about an hour, and you will be changed when you leave. But it will be easier for you because you do not have a particular burden I have. My maternal great-grandmother was a ward healer, what we might in New England call a precinct captain, for one of the most evil men our country has ever produced, Bull Connor. Man who turned fire hoses and unleashed attack dogs on peaceful demonstrators. Demonstrators who were often beaten with billy clubs, including thousands of children whom he also arrested during the Children's March. The Children's March, however, began to turn the tide, and after thousands of students were arrested, 9 years after Brown versus the Board of Education had been decided by the Supreme Court, the pressure of these marches caused the Birmingham schools, accommodations, stores, restaurants, and transit to be integrated. Our tour consisted of Janet, myself, and an African-American couple. When the woman saw me fighting tears, she took my hand and said, "Are you okay?" I answered, "This is so hard." Even though she knew about my great-grandmother, she said, "It is hard, it hurts, but it's not your fault. We can change this." To excel in sports requires enduring pain, very often significant pain. But that's not half so much as the pain endured by so many to just be allowed to be human. When I think about the link between the civil rights movement and the 1968 Olympics and today, all I say to myself is, we should pause to consider that the next time we extol an athlete for his or her toughness, we think about those who had to be tough, tougher than that, simply to survive. We'll continue this discussion next week, but from Montgomery, Alabama, this morning, this is Bruce saying thank you for listening to Sports Lit 101.